This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is up? What's happening? This here is The Hoffman Show. We are on the Team 980, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn, as well as on YouTube at the Team 980. I am back in the actual studio where Anthony Haney is over there talking to AMAC, which is fine. Y'all can... Hey, AMAC! You get to go home now, which is exciting for you. No, not yet? You got like another hour. Oh. Well, at least you don't have to sit in the room with no air conditioning. You get out there in the air conditioning. Yeah, that's what I want for you. I will say, the folks in charge did a good job of making it it's not terrible in here. It's definitely a little steamy. A little hot, a little uncomfortable.
I hear your fan, Craig.
I was about to say, I feel like the biggest thing that's annoying me is I can hear this fan right now.
I'm joking, I can't hear it.
Oh, really?
Because I definitely hear it down there.
Maybe it's just in my headphones, but you're telling me the audio, YouTube audience that can just comment directly, y'all tell me if you can hear the fan. If so, we'll try to move it farther away from the microphone. But here's what we're going to do. Anthony, you were not here on Friday, but we kind of treated Friday like a game Friday. Like there was a game on Sunday. Of course, the game was Friday, which means there's been some stuff that's happened since then. There's been some roster moves. There's been a couple of practices. So we're going to treat today like a day after game Monday. Just there's going to be more information because there's been a couple of days. And for those that don't remember, this is what we do the Monday after the Commanders play football.
It's time to get the breakdown started. First up, 10 observations.
Put it right on the ground.
It's first and 10.
All right, so that wasn't good. We don't love that. We don't love when the Commanders look. We know that it was the third stringers and the second stringers versus New England's first stringers, and it actually was worse than that. Do and take command this morning with Logan. Logan was like, and they game planned. So, filthy Patriots, dishonorable Mike Vrabel, out there game planning. You practice against the team, you go back, you game plan off the practice, and then you beat the ever-living tar off of them. So that wasn't great. But we can't just dismiss it as, hey, it was a mismatch of schematics and personnel. The Commanders certainly have to own some of their responsibility for an absolute thrashing Friday night in New England, which is exactly what Dan Quinn did after the game when he said this.
Yeah, we have a process. So we like to, after the game, discuss it all. We call it Tell the Truth Monday. And it's a time not to place blame, but to show the examples of what went right, what didn't, what needs addressing, how do we work on that. And then lastly, and probably most important, like, what's the action you're going to put behind it to say if this happened or this technique or this false start or this penalty, acknowledging it is one thing. But then like now here's the individual plan to say this can't repeat the mistake. And that's process that I like to put together with them and knowing, hey, This is style, identity. We have to have that part right first, above all. Penalties and, you know, field position and, you know, not getting enough takeaways, being minus, like, those are all things that contribute, you know, to why we didn't win. But above all else, I want to make sure our play style is right. The running, the hitting, the physicality, like, that's above everything.
And that's the part that caused some major changes today. That's the part that just absolutely did not sit well with him over the last couple of days, nor should it, is the lack of finish, I think, across the roster was the thing that was troubling. And some of it, like, if Tyler Owens comes down the hill, or comes downhill and, like, knocks somebody, but he doesn't finish the tackle. There's a percentage of that I'm willing to, and I'm sure they are willing to, excuse and just say, it's preseason, we haven't tackled, we work on tackling, we'll continue to work on tackling, but that's your first time doing it live. Thank God for the preseason. We know Tyler Owens, who has been a sure tackler for us last season on special teams, you were in the right place. Let's make sure you finish it. Make sure the angle's right, but you got there. You just need to finish the tackle. There's some other things that were like Michael Gallup doesn't finish a few routes. There is some other Carlin Vigors and the lack of tackling there. There's some other things where I'm sure if I got deep into the film and I could find blocks that didn't get finished. Like the lack of that signature intensity, I think, is the thing that probably bothers Quinn the most. And that is a real problem moving forward. But also, 30 guys didn't play. And I do think to the extent that this team needed one, there is a wake-up call element where it's just like, yeah, we were awesome last year. We went to the NFC Championship game. We were on a roll down the stretch. Oh, when we get cut, we still bleed. And in case anyone thought that that burgundy and gold jersey was some kind of cape that gave you superpowers that made you invincible, then that was bashed and banished from the opening kickoff, quite literally. And in a way, that's a good thing to happen in the preseason versus it happening week one.
Number two,
I do think before we leave, you know, the preseason game behind, like a lot of stuff we're going to talk about also kind of pitches forward. But specific to the preseason game, I was stunned across the league, and we'll talk about this more at 5:30, how many starters played. There does seem to be a swing back towards starters playing more, and I do think that there is an argument to be made that maybe that is a valid piece of criticism. However, I still am good with what Dan Quinn and Adam Peters, to the extent that the front office is involved, whoever made the decision to not play starters, I'm fine with it. Number one, Jaden, I mean, I guess we saw with the CeeDee Lamb getting run over on the sideline. Like, I guess if you're not playing, you're not totally immune. But a lot less chance that Jaden Daniels is going to get hurt standing on the sideline than in the game. He goes down, the whole season's over. It feels like it's over. So let's not do that. Two, if you look at the upside, you want to get timing and rhythm and all of those things. Well, Terry McLaurin has an ankle injury / contract injury. Noah Brown is battling through whatever he's battling through. You have a couple guys banged up on the offensive line. So how much of your starters are really playing anyway based off of health? And at that point, what's the point? Like the reward has gone down. The risk has gone up. That's the opposite of what you want. So let's not even bother in the first place. Defensively, if you wanted to say, like, yeah, they should have played some more guys, that I would hear. Let's get Kinlaw and some of those guys some reps. Fine. Bobby Wagner, like, he's played a zillion snaps of NFL football. I don't know that he needs to play. You're already thin at linebacker anyway. I'm fine with what they did. I like that Connor Lee played. I like that Amos played. They got the rookies out there. They got some other guys, some mega, mega snaps. Guys like Kane Medrano. Love that. But at the end of the day, if you want to question whether the starters should play more, that's fine. I ultimately come down with the answer of no, they did the smart thing.
Number three.
That included, by the way, special teams. And we'll get into some of the other stuff in a second. But the last big point that we start our first and 10 with before we hit a couple of quick hitters coming up in the next segment. That was a nightmare on special teams. And like, if I am the special teams coordinator, Larry Izzo, I am fuming the entire plane ride back. Like, I'm upset with the way my team performed. I'm a little bit scared of what my head coach is going to say to me. And that's not good. However, these ultimately are still football plays. Like, kickoff returns, especially now, are more like a running play than they ever have been before. And experience matters. And on that kickoff return, for the initial one that went for the touchdown, obviously Gibson had the big one later. Like, there's no Revo, there's no Ballore. Like, Colson Yankoff, who is one of your core special teamers, is probably in a decent position to make a play, and then he gets held in the hole, and it's like, hey, that should have, that touchdown, like, nice for Trevion Henderson. He seems to be real good at football. Love that for the Patriots. Congratulations, New England. You seem to have done well with that draft pick on a talent perspective, but it should have been a hold, and New England should have taken it over at the 20-yard line, because Colson Yankoff goes to disengage from the block, and you just see the 41 on his jersey get stretched into a different number. So, I don't want to, like, it's not good. You would hope that one guy getting held isn't the whole deal, that Noah can close that down a little bit more, although he gets, because Yankoff is held, gets put in an impossible spot. Medrano gets a little bit out of his way, or out of the way, in a way that, like, if that's Jeremy Reeves, he wouldn't. So, like, it's just a different deal on special teams, and it definitely hurt them on the kicking front. But at the end of the day, like, it's not a five alarm fire like it would be if that happened to the starters. Next, you have the kicking situation on special teams, which is also not a five alarm fire. Matt Gay has been around a long time. They signed him to a big deal for a kicker for a reason, and if he continues to stink, it's not so big that you can't move on, and they have the cap space to do it. So it's not worth it now to bring in competition, because you can bring in competition for a day and then be like, we're making the switch, and there's no scheme to learn. Like, kick it right, kick it center, kick it left on kickoff, and then kick the ball through the uprights on field goal. Got it? Cool. Yes, there's some timing that would need to be figured out with the snapper, Tyler Ott, Tress Way, and the kicker. So, like, it's not like it's plug and play with 100% efficacy. But it is as close to plug-and-play as you get in professional football. So with that, just because they are not bringing in a kicker right now doesn't mean that they couldn't later. But I think the way I would describe the kicking situation is something to monitor, not something to freak out about. When we get back, the back half of our pick, or sorry, not our pick six, our first and 10, including why Sam Hartman's day definitely wasn't good, but it certainly wasn't as bad as it looked on Friday night. I'll tell you why and more next on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life.
made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Your calls on a Tell the Truth Monday coming up at 4:30. Michael Phillips making his return to the show at 5 o'clock. It's Mondays with Michael. It's football season. I literally, Anthony, texted Michael earlier and was like, you free at 5? And he goes, must be football season. And I was like, yes, sir, it is. Yes, sir, it is. 5:30, we will go around the NFL. We'll take a look at some of the other games and some of the big storylines that happened over the weekend. Some games we'll blow past, but some we'll spend a little more time on. You're looking at you, Shedeur Sanders in Cleveland. And then we will hit a pick six at 6 as well. And I think Anthony, 6:30, take command is probably on deck. A review of the defensive performance, I think, is what we're going to do at 6:30. But we continue now with our first and 10. First three were that sloppy is bad, but we're not going to freak out about it. The question of whether the starters should have played more is a valid one, although I come down on no. And yeah, special teams kind of fits in that bucket as well of this was not good, but it's important to point out who was missing, especially when such a small number of plays have such a big impact on how we feel about it. Continuing on in our pick or our first and 10.
Number four,
the QB3 battle. There is no doubt that Josh Johnson outplayed Sam Hartman, but I do think it's worth pointing out that Sam Hartman did not play as poorly as it felt like on Friday night. Like, Chris Moore has two drops, one of which is a really bad drop on a third and long that is a huge conversion if they get it and probably changes the trajectory of the whole game because it gets Hartman in an early rhythm. They get a chance to get a second set of downs and like develop something that could work on offense and get your backs more care. Like, it's just you go three and out when you could have had something going there. He's got an explosive play that he drops later. KJ Osborne drops a touchdown that I think should have been a catch. The interception's not good, but it's made a definitive easy pick without even being challenged by the fact that Michael Gallup slips. So all in all, like the Ben Sinnott drop, that is not a great ball, but like, is that on Sinnott for stopping down the route when he should have kept running? Like, this is preseason football. You got a bunch of guys that haven't played a lot of football and certainly haven't played a lot of football together going out there and trying their best against a defense, by the way, that was a little more talented because they actually played starters, and two, they did a little game planning. So it was a tough sled for Sam Hartman. And again, the accuracy could have been better. The decision-making could have been better. It's not like he was awesome, but he wasn't as tragic, I feel like, as it felt as the score ballooned and the mistakes added up and the kind of game flow happened the way it did on Friday night. That said, I do think right now with his veteran savvy and just know how to play professional football, Josh Johnson probably is QB3. And if I just still don't think they're going to keep three, but if they do, I tend to think Johnson, like Driscoll last year, will be the guy. And in some ways, the bad on paper performance for Hartman probably helps him stay on the practice squad here. Versus if he goes out and lights it up and all of a sudden it's like, oh, crap, we need to either keep him or risk someone else signing him to a deal to be their QB3 elsewhere in the league. That leads us directly to number five.
Number five.
The wide receivers. Oh, man. If I had to put money down right now, Anthony, on a wide receiver 6, I tend to think I put my money on other. Like, all the dudes that are here right now, so, like, the 5 that are going to make it because they're recent draft picks or, like, really good veterans are Terry, Noah, Debo, Luke, Jalen Lane. Those 5 are almost certainly making the roster. I'd put 4 of them at 100% and Luke at, like, 98, 99%, right? Noah Brown was a Houston Texan a year ago. Like, there are going to be dudes that are cut around the league that I think are going to have a better chance of making it than Chris Moore, who can't seem to catch the ball since the calendar turned to August. Then Jacoby Jones, who's an undrafted free agent. Then, I mean, Ja'Cory Brooks had a little bit of pop. Tay Martin had a nice couple of catches. Like, I just think that there's probably other dudes that get cut elsewhere that wind up on top of those guys on the depth chart. Strawn, a.k.a. the artist formerly known as Strachan, until we all learned how to pronounce his name. Sorry about that, Michael Strawn. Big ol' 84, like, he's got a drop. Like, it just, none of them are consistent enough. None of them are good enough. And yet, DQ decided we're not going to bring in any more receivers. Here is Quinn earlier today.
Yeah, it's definitely the first one. But one thing like I said the other day with Adam and his staff, like we're always going to compete and keep digging in to find if there's a fit that's good for us. We're going to look into it. But we do like, chances and things we're seeing, but you do have to push it and allow that space to happen, Ben. So we want to continue to do that.
Which I'm fine with for now. Like, there's going to be 1,000 players that get cut in a couple weeks. Also, a lot of these guys had really good springs. Like, that's the thing with Chris Moore that's so frustrating is, like, that dude was awesome in the spring. And then, like, he's open. He's got opportunities. His hands are on the ball. He's got to catch it. Like, the whole receiving part of wide receiver. And so, if he can turn that around in the next 2 weeks, like, he could potentially make this roster. But I tend to think that probably wide receiver six, if they keep a wide receiver six, is coming from somewhere else.
Number six.
As for the linebacker position, they did do something here. The linebacker play was really not very good the other night. And Dominique Hampton, it was really inconsistent. For Kay Majano, Hampton was pretty consistently not good, which is why they ultimately released him, which in a way was the nice thing to do, because now Dominique Hampton, instead of getting released, in a couple of weeks, as he's one of 1,000 players who get cut, he has a chance to go sign on somewhere else, and maybe someone else sees him as a safety. They try to convert him back, and he winds up carving out a career as a backup safety and special teams guy, or maybe even he starts. But the vision that they had for him here to play that kind of dime linebacker, coverage linebacker type of role as a converted safety, very clearly, they see Kane Medrano as that guy, and I just think they made the determination that they don't need both of them, and that if instead of waiting to see... Like, they don't even want Ham. Like, and if something happens to Medrano, it's not like they think Hampton's a good insurance policy. So you just move on and do it now, which is what Dan Quinn said earlier today.
Yes, and it is. It's a hard part of it. And but yeah, we did make that move today. And when you go through in it, we were talking about, it's comprehensive of details to go. And sometimes you take it as far as you can, try to give as much support to all the guys as we can. But if it's not going to fit, we'd rather, give him a chance to go see if he can do his thing somewhere else. We got high regard for Dom. We absolutely loved working with him. But if it wasn't going to fit for us, then we want to certainly go give him a chance to go do that. And sometimes it's a little easier now than later.
So there you go. Dominique Hampton released. I think that the other thing that I really wish we had, like Medrano played up and down, but like that's what you expect for a guy who is a sixth round pick in his first ever NFL quasi NFL football game. But he showed flashes like the great David Aldridge line. Show me why you drafted. Show me why I drafted you. Kane Medrano did that. I really wish Jordan McGee had been there, but I like the signing of Duke Riley. Logan made a great point on Take Command today where he said, sometimes at the back end of rooms, you have guys that don't really know how to work or don't know what they don't know. And if you're like a guy like Bobby Wagner, like you've been a starter your whole career, you don't know what it's like and necessarily how to mentor some of the specifics of a linebacker three. And like Logan was always that guy at the end. And he was like, sometimes you need someone to tell you like, hey, man, no one's going to teach you this or no one's going to spend the time with you on this. You need to do it on your own if you want to survive in this league and get to the point where you're the starter and they help you with that thing. And so getting a guy like Duke Riley in, who's a good special teams player historically and has been a backup, might actually be Bobby's still a great mentor. Don't get it twisted. But like he sets a good example of what it's like to be a backup in the league in a room that I think needs that in a way that's very different than what the way Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu are going to go about their business.
Number seven.
Number seven in our first and 10. Jerzon Newton, get through some of these quickly. Jerzon Newton, applause, way to make a play. Get the sack fumble, love that. You want to see those guys show up. I would say him, Trey Amos as well. Guys who are actually going to play starter rotational type minutes. You want to see them show up, and they did that. So good job to Newton and to Amos, two of the second round picks of the last 2 years.
Number eight.
The much hyped rookie, Jacory Kroski Merritt. Man. He showed the things that we were hoping to see. Then he was hurt. But he the way I would describe his running style, Anthony, he's squirmy. Like, he just gets and his body goes sideways and then he's still dancing. He's like doing the karaoke step and you're like, how are you doing that on NFL field? Now, if he does that against starters, he might die. So there needs to be a little bit of tightening up, but you also don't want to take away that fluidity that he has. And like that first run that should have been a minus five that he turns into a 0 yard gain, that's a beautiful run. That's a heck of a job. And so he finished run strong. Like, there's something there for him as a runner. He's going to have to round out his game, and I think that's going to prevent him from being like taking Brian Robinson's job this year, to be just like straightforward about it. But if he can round out his game in the long term, like, that's a starting NFL running back for sure.
Yeah, and he also had the one play where, you know, he ran through contact, bounced off the guy. And we saw it in training. I mean, well, we saw it in camp. And, you know, there's questions about, you know, guys letting up, whether or not, you know, he would break that tackle. Oh, he showed us he can.
He sure did. He broke that tackle. By the way.
Number nine.
Offensive line did a decent enough job, I guess, for him. They got a little worse as the game went. Like, Chris Rodriguez didn't get a whole lot of good looks. And some of that was also quarterback, like RPO, that you should have thrown it and you handed it off. And it just, cool, you handed it off into an unblocked defender because you should have thrown the bubble. But Laremy Tunsil did not participate today in the walkthrough. So, Dan Quinn, what's going on with all these injuries along the offensive line?
There's concern. I like the group, though, John, and it starts with communication. What does the guard and tackle say on a combination block? What's the center and the guard? What's the tight end? You know, how is that going? That part's just a regular standard. Boom, this is how we do it. What you're missing on when you're not all the way together, sometimes it's the nonverbal cues that you're just, you know, when you're working side by side with somebody, we've all been there, you just kind of step into a rhythm together. So you have to be really intentional about those communications. They spend, obviously, the meeting times together, even when they're injured. But being in the moment when it happens really quickly, that's a big deal. And we'll continue to work hard to find our spaces to do it. It does happen a lot, you know, where not, you know, very often. I don't know many through the league, you guys would know, throughout a whole season, how many times does, you know, one line play the whole time? Not that often, especially as the, you know, extended games. So going through ones like now and today, and where different people are in and different voices, I don't mind it. I'd welcome it because it allows different chances. And you do want to find out who can shine in those spots, John, because they may not be a starter and they know that. But I can also show I can be a backup with limited reps with that person and still produce at a high level. So there's an opportunity, but you do have to go take it.
There is Dan Quinn on his O-line. And then quickly,
number 10.
Last but not least, I expect to see the starters for a little bit in the next one. And I'm very curious to see how they come out. A guy like Frankie Louvu, like, what kind of intensity do you bring? That is, I think, a huge telltale sign for Monday night. Like, it's Monday night. ESPN's there. You have all the hullabaloo. It's under the lights. It's your only home preseason game. Your starters are probably going to play. The building's going to have some juice, especially for a preseason game. How do you look? That is, I think, the measure of the next week for Dan Quinn. When we get back, what do you think, though? You saw the game on Friday. You've heard the news over the last couple of days. 301-230-0980 is the number. 301-230-0980. That is where you call on a Tell the Truth Monday with your Commander's thoughts next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Anthony, where are the callers?
It's a great question, Craig.
Don't make me browbeat you guys. It's the preseason. Come on.
I forgot how it works.
So what you're going to do? You're gonna take your telephone, take your cell phone, and you're gonna open it. You're gonna hit the phone button. Assuming you have an iPhone, you're gonna hit the keypad. Looks like this. If you're watching on YouTube, if you're listening, it's the one that looks like a keypad. You're gonna hit 301-230-0980, and you're gonna call, and Anthony's gonna be like, 980, and then well, what's your name? Where are you calling from? And then all right, what do you want to talk about? And then he'll write down. You'll tell him like the one sentence version. He'll write it down, and then I'll be like, all right, let's go to insert your name here, and then we'll talk about what you want to talk about on a Tell the Truth Monday. That's how that's supposed to work. I didn't come into this hot, sweaty studio with no air conditioning just to talk to myself. Anthony, what's your take on the game until the phones start ringing?
I mean, I definitely would agree. We got belt to ass.
Well, thanks. You can read the scoreboard. Got that part.
Yeah. But also, I just don't read too much into, you know, the preseason games. Now, I think Dan Quinn, what he addressed about, you know, the competitive nature of the game, I think that's to be hold on.
Right, so
are you able to put that on?
I got you. You finish your thought.
I didn't like, you know, our competitiveness. And that's from, like, the opening kickoff. The fact Travion Henderson took the opening kickoff 100 yards is just, like, what in the world? Like, were we ready for the game? And they might have been juiced up because, you know, Tom Brady was in the building. They unveiled his statue outside of the stadium. But I don't know.
It is hard, though, because – I feel like Vrabel did cheat a little bit. Like, when Logan told me that they game plan, like, he could tell they game plan some stuff, I gotta say, I felt a lot better about the performance. Because at the end of the day, like, football is a game of execution. But it is so much easier to execute if you know what the other team is doing. And so, if you don't have game plans, and... you know, especially when you just did a joint practice. Like, we know, based off of the way you did some things last year, we watched some tape, and then we confirmed it when we saw you during the week. Like, of course, like the pitch plays that they scored touchdowns on, those are like more game plan type of runs. Oh, we see how you play your front. If we put this guy here, we can block this down. And we should walk in for a touchdown. Congrats, you did multiple times. And I thought Logan, this point was really good too. He's like, during the season, if, say, you get an unscouted look, which happens, you get busted on the first play. Okay, well, later on, it's the same guys out there. Oh, I know this look. Now we get it right the second time. By the time the second look came around in this game, it was a whole new group of players because it was preseason. They hadn't seen the first half. Like, they saw it from the sideline, but they didn't see it in there to be like, oh, this feels familiar. So I'm just not tripping over it. It's obviously not good. And again, there's individual guys' tape that I think you probably would like to see a little better from. But I'm not gonna freak out over it. Let's go to Jason to get us started on the calls. Jason, thanks for calling. You are on the Hoffman Show.
Appreciate it, Craig. I'm not tripping about this. People, I guess, are still forgetting that we are technically still in a rebuild mode and we got to just let things cook. Now, I mean, the opening kickoff was a bit concerning because everybody's supposed to be juiced up for the first game and can't allow that to happen. But, okay, it happened. We got punched in the mouth. They played starters. We did it. That's not going to happen in the regular season. But, okay, now they got to go back and allow the coaching to happen and allow them to, you know, make decisions based off, you know, what has happened. I think everybody wants to just win everything and blow everybody out and expect to have this amazing depth of players that, you know, like something like that just cannot happen. No, it does happen. And now you just got to, you know, trust in the coach staff to be able to see the mistakes that were made and coach them out of it. And they got to get rid of some players like they did Dominique Hampton. Then, you know, that's what they have to do. This is what evaluation is all about. It's quite all right. And just, you know, trust in, you know, this regime and we'll be fine.
Jason, I'm totally with you. And I appreciate the call. Thanks a lot for checking in. And we got a couple more calls now on hold, so I'll get to those in a second. But it is an opportunity, right, to just be like, hey, Kane Medrano, can't do this. Let's do more of that. For some of these other young players to get that opportunity. And I think this is a little bit silly because it's like the better the player was, the better chance they're going to be on the roster. And those guys actually play better. Like Johnny Newton had some stuff where you're like, yep, nope, you're going to be fine. Josh Connerly, Trey Amos, Kane Medrano, like your draft picks, Jeremy Reeves, like one of your better players who played. He was, that penalty was ridiculous because I just don't know what he's supposed to do. I guess technically it's a penalty, but like he played so hard, so well. Noah Igbinoghene had a couple of plays where he's in the picture on bad stuff, but overall actually had a really good game. So like the guys that were the best players, like ultimately I think were fine. It's just you had a lot of snaps coming from guys that are not going to be on the team probably. And especially early, they were going against guys who are going to be on the team for New England, a team that is much improved off of last year. 301-230-0980. If you're on hold, don't go anywhere. Larry, you'll be up next. We got a couple more lines open, though. 301-230-0980 after we tell you what's trending. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. Live as well on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn Radio. You miss any part of the show, including our first and 10 that popped off the start of the show, then you can check that out on the podcast, which you search the Hoffman Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. We're taking your calls at 301-230-0980. Let's go to Larry on a Tell the Truth Monday. Larry, you are on the Hoffman Show.
Hey, Craig, how you doing?
I'm good, Larry. How are you?
Man, Craig, I'm so excited. I'm a big fan. Shout out to Anthony. Are you? Man, I just appreciate you guys taking my call. Listen, the question I wanted to ask was, how do we feel about Dan Quinn right now? I know it's just his second year going into this, but I remember when he was doing his press conference and they were asking him about draft picks, and they asked him to answer questions about one-word answers about all these draft picks. And when he got to Jaden Daniels, he had a different fire in his eye. He said he was a game changer. And I saw that passion. And I haven't seen that passion and that fury in his eyes since we've been watching him through training camp, going into these joint practices, this first preseason game. And I'm like, where's that fire? We need to follow our coach. And I just wanted to ask both of you guys, how do we feel about our coach going into this second year? Thanks for taking my call, guys. Really a big fan.
Thanks, Larry. I appreciate that. I feel great about Dan Quinn. Like, as a member of the press, I only read so much into press conferences. They do become very monotonous, even for those of us on the question-asking side. I do think it's important to stay fired up if you're a coach, like, for your team. And I think that, like, you know, in listening to Dan, he sounds like Dan. Yeah, obviously that was kind of a tell a couple years ago when he did that exercise with the Junks and he was like, Jaden, game changer, and it was different. But like that's, I wouldn't read too much into that compared to now. Like he's still the same guy. He's very even keeled, but even doesn't mean flat. Like he's always enthusiastic. He's always positive. I do wonder like what he's like when things are really, really hard just because we've never seen it. I haven't seen that side of Dan because they were so good last year. But the biggest hint that we saw was the 3-game losing streak and he was the same guy. And the message clearly resonated because they bounced back just fine. So I think that often with coaches, like, yes, what they say matters. How you motivate definitely matters. But there's a lot more to coaching than, like, what you're like at a podium in a press conference. And I'd also imagine Dan is being very careful about a lot of different things right now because every press conference he goes into, he knows there's a potential Terry McLaurin question bomb waiting, and that probably isn't very fun. But, like, Anthony, I didn't get the chance because of my schedule to go out to training camp. You did. Did Dan Quinn seem any different to you?
Nah, he seemed like the same dude that, you know, that galvanizes everybody. You know, energy was high.
Seemed like the same guy to me all spring.
Yeah.
Like, Dan is who he is. So, I guess I get the question, but also I kind of don't get the question because, like, dude just went to the NFC Championship game and it's August 11th. So, I feel good about Dan Quinn. 301-230-0980. Let's go to Ford. Ford, thanks for calling. As always, you are on the Hoffman Show.
Hey, Craig. How are you?
Good, man. Good. Thanks for calling.
Absolutely. Hey, I wanted to get your opinion. It's just a thought about Dominic Hampton.
Sure.
He's the first one, you know, that was handpicked, if you will, by this new regime that has been released, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, they did get rid of, you know, the Forbes and the Davises and the Dotsons before, but those weren't players they picked. And I don't necessarily – this. I hope this doesn't sound wrong, but I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. I think that's a sign of a good front office that says they're going to stand firm, you know, on their – whether it be a standard or maybe even a Terry's case, which is – maybe that's a discussion for another point, maybe from a money standpoint, but they're gonna stand firm. And I just thought it was, and I don't like saying it like this, but almost kind of refreshing to see that, hey, yeah, we picked you, but you're just not meeting the standard. And we're sorry, and we're going to give you a chance to find a place, and I hope you find a home, and you know, good luck type thing. So.
No, Ford, I think it's a great point. Thanks for the call. And I think you also captured the double-edged sword nature of that, which is like, that means they missed. They had an idea of what they wanted Dominique Hampton to be, and he wound up not being that thing. But the best thing, like, you're not going to bat 1,000 as a GM picking prospects. You're just not. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to have guys that either don't reach what you want them to reach, or just flat out, in Dominique Hampton's case, don't work out. And for a guy like Hampton, considering they brought him in and with the idea of a position switch, there was always a high level of risk. But the worst thing you can do is continue to invest into a sunk cost. And for those of you in the business world, that's certainly a concept you're familiar with. If sunk cost is not a term you're as familiar with, like, it's exactly what it sounds like. You're a smart person. I mean, you're listening to this show. But you're an intelligent person. You can figure out what it means. Like, oh, we've already paid for that thing, but it's failed. Do we keep paying into it, trying to salvage it or save face? Or do you just let it go and say, like, that cost is sunk, we're going to move on somewhere else? So as opposed to trying to save it and unsink a ship, just let it go to the bottom. And that's kind of what they did with Dominique Hampton. They were like, hey, man, like, you're not doing what we want you to do, so let's get someone else who possibly can. The direct replacement, at least in the short term, is Duke Riley, a veteran linebacker who I think they needed in that room for some depth. But if it's not going to work, why continue to salvage it? It does mean they missed, but that happens, and you just hope you hit more than you miss, and you don't waste time and energy and resources on guys once you know that you've missed on them. 301-230-0980. Levander has called with a very important update. Levander, what you got for us here on the Hoffman Show?
Yeah, I was just riding past the stadium, and it looked like it's very excited. I'm very excited about this this new stadium, and they started the demolition. Like, the whole roof is always off, and you can see right through it.
Okay, so we got a little construction happening. I don't know how quickly like some of the new stuff is going to be happening, but obviously there's been. I think there has already been like plans for the demolition, so I guess that's continuing. But I'm glad that they're working on it. Maybe Mayor Bowser, because they haven't officially passed the bill yet. It's still in September, but some of the stuff has already started. So I'm glad that there's good stuff happening. So Levander, thanks for the update. Let's go to Joe in Raleigh to wrap us up. Joe, thanks for calling. You are on the Hoffman Show.
Hey, Craig, love the show. I am very nervous about this team, and it's because we have the oldest team in the league. I know a lot of the older players are on special teams, but by an average of a year, over the other teams. And for us to believe that Ertz, Lattimore, Ekner, Wagner, Noah Brown all make it through the season and play all 17 games without injury is really against the odds. And then you have Terry coming in late, so we know what happens when wide receivers come in late. Their odds of injury go up. And then if any of that happens, we have to have Sennett and McCaffrey step up. And they haven't shown they're ready yet, so I'm nervous.
Joe, I hear you. I think everything you said is valid to be nervous about, to the extent that being nervous about a football team is worth it, because we can't control Jack Diddley squat, or God, wouldn't our lives be better? Right. I guess the counter I would say is like, there's nothing that's guaranteed for Terry, especially like Jamar Chase came in late last year and he won the Triple Crown. So not saying that Terry's going to do that, but like if the guy is a pro's pro and stays in shape and does what he needs to do, then he can come in and hit the ground running immediately and be super productive. Like, there is some data that suggests what you're saying, but there's also plenty of examples the other way. And I think Terry will do what he needs to do to stay healthy, especially if he doesn't, like, if he plays out his contract. Like, man, that dude is then doing a high wire act to make sure he gets out of the season healthy and productive to get the deal that he wants next offseason when he's a year older.
And what I would say is I chase inside straights on the poker table sometimes, but I know the odds are low. And for all these guys to be there throughout the season is really going to be a tough one.
It could be, but that's also the NFL. Like I'm looking up right now, and Joe, we got to run, so I appreciate the call. Thanks for checking in. On NFL Live right now, Kyle Shanahan just announced that Brandon Ayuk is out till week 6. Like, Rondale Moore goes down for Minnesota over the weekend. Like, there is some stuff that is more likely if you are older. However, guys like Ertz and Wagner and Terry have lasted this long in part because they know how to take care of their bodies. So, like, it's the age thing I'm not as concerned about. There is a depth issue that I do think is interesting, and there is still a lack of star power that I think separates this roster from someone like the Eagles. But obviously, Jaden emerged as that last year. We'll see. You know, you see flashes early from a guy like Amos. Is he going to become a really, really good corner? Is a guy like Josh Connerly going to be a really good tackle? Like, there's talent all around this team. And I think the most important thing is the guy that we haven't seen yet. When 5 gets out there, everything changes. That's the nature of having one of those dudes. And tomorrow we'll talk a little bit more about Mike Sando's QB tiers, his annual quarterback rankings that he does. He used to do them for ESPN. Now he's with The Athletic. Jaden is somewhere between the 5th and 7th best quarterback in the league. Sando had him at 6. Some of the other rankings, I think Fowler did one at ESPN that had him at 5. I've got him at 5. It's either him or Justin Herbert. So, like, there is just a different level of stuff you get away with when your quarterback is one of those dudes. And at some level, that's what the Commanders are relying upon moving forward. When we get back, Michael Phillips is with us. We have not talked to Philly in a hot second, so we can talk Friday's game. We can talk training camp stories. We can talk Terry. Who knows what other skits and bits he has planned? It's my show, but when Michael's on, whew, fasten your seatbelt. Who knows? Michael, next, here on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.